choose for health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Today we have this favorite fitness expert joining us. She's sold over 24 million exercise videos and authored a dozen books on health and fitness. As a worldwide fitness phenomenon, she's created a loyal audience on NBC's Today Show and on her television show, Getting Fit, which ran for 10 years on ESPN. She's got lifetime television viewers' hearts pumping with daily workout, fit and light. Here to talk about her latest book, Side Effects Skinny, please welcome to the show, Denise Austin. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Denise, are you there, Denise?
Yes, happy New Year.
Oh, happy New Year. Welcome back to the show. Now, the last time you were here, you shared with us how we can get energized throughout the day, and you are the poster child for raw, sustained energy, and also the queen of fitness and health. So for all of those that have made the New Year's resolution to lose weight this week, how can they reach their goal?
Well, one of the quickest and fastest ways is to get on board, to eat healthier, of course, and to exercise. And for those of you that haven't exercised in years, just start with 10 minutes a day. That's all you have to do to get on track. And then eventually I want you to build it up to 30 minutes a day, and you're on your way to losing weight and feeling better this year.
Great. That's awesome. Now, your new book, Side Effects Skinny, it offers like solutions for busy on-the-go females. And I'll tell you what, the biggest excuse people use to not go to the gym is there just not enough time in the day. Now, in your book, you mentioned there's no place that's off limits for losing weight. Does that include even like the morning drive to work or when they sit in front of their computer all day?
Yes, your goal is to move as often as you can. The more muscles you move, the more calories you burn. So what I did is put together all of my favorite little tidbits of where you could extra burn calories doing, even in the kitchen, you could do a leg lift and slim your outer thighs. In your car, you could tighten up your tummy muscles for 5 seconds, and that's equivalent to one sit-up. So you can do isometrics anywhere. We just need to move those muscles more. And then the Side Effects Skinny are the foods, what to eat to make you lose weight. And what I did is put a 7-day eating plan together, because everybody can do a program for 7 days, right? And
right.
So the average woman lost about 3 pounds every single week that they stayed on my plan. And the key thing is, it's easy. You can do it. I'm a mom. I know what it's like to have to, you know, rush to make dinner. But these are great foods that give you a good side effect, which is making your body a little skinnier.
That's funny. When I used to drive, I used to pull on the steering wheel to do bicep curls, and I was just addicted to fitness. I was worried it would fall off and snap me in the head, and I'd end up on the side of the road dead. But I guess you could do isometrics. You could do pulling on the steering wheel if it's not too hard while you're driving to work as well.
One of the things that I like to do is push-ups up against the kitchen countertop. Everybody needs to firm your arms, chest, and shoulders, and it's so much easier than doing one on the floor. And everyone says, oh, Denise, I hate to do push-ups. But up against the kitchen counter, you could, you know, pop in a good 10, and you're on your way to firming up and lifting the chest.
So you could do that between washing dishes or anything in the kitchen.
That's right. And I also put together a 7-minute slimmer routine. What are the exercises to do in 7 minutes? So I have 7 different exercises that each of them lasts only a minute. And each of those exercises include the upper body, the lower body, and the tummy. So you're really targeting the waistline and all major muscles of the body to make every second count that much more. So good exercises are the key to making a difference, and you don't have to do it that much.
See, and you bring up the key, 7-minute workout. Now, even us A-type workaholics like myself can find 7 minutes.
You bet. You can wake up earlier and squeeze in 7 minutes. You could do this when you get home from work. Everybody has 7 minutes to target tone and firm up their arms, to lose weight around the waistline, which we all need to do. That should be everybody's New Year's resolution, to really shrink that waistline, because that is where the fat is and it's closest to the heart, which actually is more risking than for heart disease than anything. So we need to really trim that middle this year to really fight heart disease.
Right. Now, you mentioned some top side effect skinny foods that can melt away the pounds. Are there any specific foods that we should add to our daily regimen?
Yes, one of course is fiber, so more beans in your diet. The other one is grapefruit, so there's lots of pectin in there. There's some great anti-inflammatory properties in grapefruit and pineapple. So there's lots of fruits and vegetables that we should be eating on a daily basis that will actually really help get rid of extra fat if you're also exercising. So the key thing is to eat the right foods, but also making sure you're moving. Did you know that when you stand up, you burn more calories than you are when you're sitting down? Sitting still is our enemy. We really need to make a real big effort this year to get up off that rear end and move more, because circulation is what helps heal your body, and it's better for your mind.
So, Denise, can we get rid of the dining room chairs and let's just stand at the table?
Well, not bad. It's good to sit around the dinner table, be with your family. And so I'm a big believer in a, you know, sit-down dinner with your family, so people eat healthier foods that way.
Right.
And my goal for the book, too, is to get everybody to eat two veggies every meal. And that way you incorporate more vegetables in your diet, and you'll feel so much better. And so you could have in the morning, you know, scrambled eggs with a little spinach I did this morning with some onion in it, and, you know, a little tomato. Then I have a great 7-layer salad that's all healthy, that's so tasty too. And then at dinner time, you could have, you know, your nice piece of fish or chicken, and then have some really good two vegetables. Add always two for every meal, and you won't believe how much better you'll feel.
That's great. Now, you mentioned some skinny foods that resemble parts of the body they help. Share a little bit about that. That's interesting.
Yes. We did some research, and I put together a whole series of doctors to talk about what are the foods that are going to kind of really help you eat well for best nutrition. And we, like, for instance, a carrot. If you slice a carrot, it actually looks like the iris of your eye, the inside. And guess what? Carrots have carotene that really do help eyesight.
Right.
So there are certain foods that really do specifically work on that area of the body. From head to toe, I share with everybody in the book all the different Side Effect Skinny foods that also correlate to body parts that help us feel better, look better, and also get healthier. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and also the heart, you slice that, I mean, the tomato, slice it in half, looks like the heart with lycopene.
Yes, four chambers, isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
tomatoes are so good for your heart. And also an extra tip in there, if you bake tomatoes, you also get a little more nutrient density in that tomato, so it becomes a little healthier for you. So there's all, you know, hundreds of little tips like that to eat better, because we all know we have to exercise, but what should we eat to really make us healthier? And that's what my new book's all about, Side Effect Skinny. I work with the top doctors. I put together everything I've ever learned in my experiences for my 30 years in the health and the fitness industry, all into one book, with a lot of doctors telling me exactly what their beliefs are for different foods.
This is such awesome. Great information, and thank you so much, Denise, because we're going to get back with more tips on getting healthy, feeling great with the side effect of getting skinny. For more information and to sign up for Denise's free daily tip newsletter, you can go to deniseaustin.com. To buy the book Side Effect Skinny, go to thebooknook.com. We will be back indefinitely, a skinny minute, so don't go away. And remember, anything you miss, you can always go to Your Good Health Radio and listen anytime on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman, and stay well.